We're basically trying to figure out is Orli Arbasar Bodkines HaChametz L'Or HaNer. So we started with L'Or HaNer because that was a very good place to start in terms of trying to get at both with respect to the use of the Ner as well as with respect to the timing, whether there's simply a practical orientation to the mechanics of Bedikas HaChametz or there's something fundamental about it. So let's just spend 5 minutes or so reviewing the major makoros that we saw, up to and including the machlokes between the Bartanura and the Mordechai, and then we'll go back to the Gemara and Zayin Amud Beis. So if there is a makor in the level of the Tanaim, that seems to be a very strong indicator that we're dealing with something of a practical institution, so Shimi, what would that be?
So
think about the Tosafta. When the Tosafta tells us that Bedikas Haner Yafe Meruba. So if it's Bedikas Haner Yafe Meruba, that makes it sound like we're doing the Bedika with the Ner because it's particularly effective. But if you could prove to me that something was more effective, it's not clear at all that the Ner would be an absolute requirement. And indeed, very much along those lines, right? We noted that the beginning of the Gemara in the Bavli, at least, and Daf Dalid, right, seems to refer to both the timing of Bedikas Chametz and consequently other elements in practical terms, at least at first. What do I have in mind? The Gemara is very confused about the timing of Bedikas Chametz, wonders about the issue of Zrizin Magdim and the Mitzvot. Saliv, go ahead.
So it says that, you know, we do it at night because that's when people are home. So that's sort of the practicality aspect. And then Abaye puts a whole wrench in it by saying, you know, you have to be Docha Talmud Torah in order to do it at night. So it doesn't really make sense. If it's a matter of practicality, then why would we have to be Docha Talmud Torah?
Okay, excellent. So the Gemara starts out by issuing two related pragmatic statements. V'sha'a shebnei adam mitsuyin bibateihen. The Or HaNer Yafe LeBedika, collapsing both of the Oros that we spoke about, Or LeArbasar, Bod Kines HaChametz, Le'Or HaNer, it would appear that Le'Or HaNer is really just a function of the fact that you do it at night. And you would forgive somebody for drawing the conclusion that, let's say you have a nocturnal family, I don't know, or some kind of an unusual situation where everybody is out of the home at night, so there would be nothing wrong with doing it during the daytime. And maybe even the Or HaChama would be acceptable in that case. And Or HaNer, Yafe LeBedika, is really a product of the fact that you're already doing it at night for practical reasons. B'sha'a shebnei adan mitzuyim bebateihem. But leave, as you so correctly pointed out, Hilkach haitzur b'mei rabbanan, Abaye's comment about being docha Talmud Torah liftach vidana, even though he had his man kavua, Dilma Asi Limnue Mi Mitzvah is very surprising in that context. It doesn't seem like that would justify being Docha Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kulam. So Noam, why don't you remind us the two diyukim that we have in Rashi that cover both of our questions in terms of Ner and Zman that seem to point diametrically in the opposite direction.
I remember one of them, but that's so like you have to do it that night.
Beautiful. And what's the other? Just before that, Rashi uses the expression of Avi.
Mitzvaso b'ner.
Neuro strong. Excellent. Mitzvaso b'ner. Right, that there's the definition of Bedikas Chametz is that you have to use ner for Bedikas Chametz. It's intrinsic to what Bedikas Chametz is all about. So that is a critical observation. And that would very naturally explain, Avi, the fact that we're so sensitive to the timing of Bedikas Chametz, as Rashi says, right, Leil Knisas Arbaasar, right? We're focused exactly at the beginning of that time, so we're even prepared to tell somebody to push off or not to engage in Talmud Torah specifically at that time. Leil Bedikas Chametz. So that's obviously a very important factor that needs to be taken into account and evaluated when developing all of the material from the Tanaim to the Gemara all the way through to the Rishonim. So Rashi definitely stands out for us. The Yerushalmi that we saw had different kinds of indications. So Levi, what did we glean from the Yerushalmi?
Yeah, I wasn't here that day, and I can't find the sheet.
Okay, so let me try to, I'll try to send it over to you in just a moment. Anybody want to summarize Yerushalmi for us, Rami?
First 95% of Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's very definitional rather than practical, but then the Yerushalmi comes up with this last line and says, okay, what about a situation where we have a dim area in the daytime, so what's the status of a nir then? So then it says that, well, there's a other than the fact that there's no Or HaChama at night, it's also the fact that Or HaNer is just less effective during the daytime, which makes it seems like it's also about the practicality.
Beautiful. So Milehun de Rabbanan Amarin Lo Chama de Hu Minhar Velelya Hu Minhar Viyamama. It doesn't seem to fall neatly under the rubric of Mitzvaso Bener in the absolute sense of the term. So we argued that this might be subject to a machlokas rishonim between the Bar Tanura and the Mordechai. Okay, go ahead, Rami. So the Bar Tanura seems to have a shita
that it goes more in the definitional way, but we want to use the ner in the most optimal time, so therefore we should do a balayla.
Okay, right. So again, very much mitzvah of ner, even though he concedes, right, shraga b'tihara Mayahanya, right, it's diminished in terms of what it can really offer us in the context of the daytime. And so therefore, the tolda of Bod Kenes HaChametz L'Or HaNer, Rami, would be Or L'Ar Basar, that we have a mandate to use the candle in the optimal way. That seems to tie the Bar Tanura together. Again, just to put that onto the record, V'Or HaNer Yofel L'Bedika V'Layla Yoser Mibiyom D'Shraga B'Tihara L'May Mahanya. Let's say you were Poshea, Shachar, Serach, Shivdok, Nami, Le'or HaNer, even though, of course, it won't be nearly as effective, but if Mitzvaso B'ner, we can't really change that, and therefore nighttime appears to be chosen, not so much because of B'nei Adam, Mitzuyin, Bivatayim, but because Mitzvaso B'ner, and this is the optimal time to use the Ner, because Or HaNer Yafa Le'Bedika is really a truism at night. Rami, go ahead. The Mordechai, by contrast, seems to agree in terms of the bottom line.
But he gets at it from the opposite direction. He believes that it's more out of practicality. He says L'Or HaNer, and then he says V'taim Yesh M'nei Shetzarech L'Achniso L'Chur and L'Stak.
Excellent. Which would imply, you would ask the Mordechai, let's say my house doesn't have Chor and L'Stakin, so what might the Mordechai be open to, at least in theory?
Well, then you could use any other more efficient light source.
Right. There'd be no reason to necessarily use an Or HaNer because that's only for Chorin and Tzedakah. Now, we admitted the other day that that's not Mochrach, either because of low plug reasons or maybe it's the Mordechai's way of saying that because the Ner has this property to it, that is, that it's particularly conducive to Chorin and Tzedakah, so therefore, we're always going to use the Ner, but it is possible to read the Mordechai in a more practical vein. Levi, I just put it into the chat for you, okay? Okay, excellent. All right, so that's where we had essentially left off. We started reading the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis. So the goal for today is the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis. Let's try to see Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. And if time permits, to go over the Ran as well that we saw in the context of his seminal essay on Tashbisu and the different ways of getting there. Okay, so let's have a look back at the Gemara, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and then, God willing, the Ran as well. Okay. Noam, please.
Question first, I'm
going
to take that sign again.
Okay.
Like, here's someone else to read because, like, I'm having trouble signing into my Google Docs.
Oh, okay. Well, it wouldn't be there anyway. Do you have just your Gemara?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have my brother's Gemara right in front. Oh, no, it's a Brachos. I don't have it. Never mind. Yeah, someone else to read.
Okay. Yaakov, go ahead.
Or Nair. So, Mina Hanimili, Amarachis, Alma, Nu, Mitzia, Mimitzia.
Veneros Miner, the say of Nero Lokendish Masadam, Chofes Kochadre Baten.
Kochadre Baten. So Tana de Ve Rabbi Yishmael, Lele Yudalid, Botkin at Achamis, Loraner, Apalpishin
Avabishin Rai Ladover Zechaladover, Shanamar, Shivas Yam Shodi Matze, Omer Rechapes, Ragadohe Chelva Katan Kila, Omer Achapes is Yerushalayim Baneros, Omer
Nero Kimashem, Nishmas, Adam Chopes,
Kulchadre Batan,
Nahora, the Avuka, then.
I think you may have skipped a line. 1 second. Chobes mai ve'omer v'chizema hai ba'esa hi kulahu dekarachmana lo badekna lo b'Yerushalayim b'nahora davuka d'nafish nahora tuva that ela b'nahora d'shraga
d'zortar nahora d'tvei d'avon alo mishtachach v'avon zortar lo mishtachach tashma ner asher nishma sada.
Okay, very good. So the Gemara has a very complex interaction. The series of Psukim, Sefer Shmos, and Sefer Bereishis, and Tzfanya, and Sefer Mishle, all for the purposes of getting at the idea of Orle Rabbas, Arbotkin, Esachametz, Or Haner. And at the very tail end of the Gemara contrasts which two light sources. And the Gemara says, oh, you might say that this is, you know, good news for all of us. Eitan?
The lantern and the nair?
Right, so, or avuka, like a torch, right? Versus the Or HaNer, and you might think that, oh, you know, Hashem, Machapes Yerushalayim Baneros, he's not going to be able to see what in the world is going on. So Tamad Lomar, you know, Or HaNer, Yafa Lebedika, go ahead, Eitan. What's the sense of the conclusion of the Gemara?
I guess that he will be able to see.
Right. In other words, the Or HaNer is like the most targeted way of, it's like a, you know, a scanning electron microscope of the soul. So, you know, in terms of B'dikas Chorin Ustakin, I look at Shemi likes that. You know, Shemi's excited. This is excellent. Torah Mada. So the Or HaNer is particularly penetrating into the innermost recesses of a person's being. Okay. So let's take a look at Rashi. Excellent, very well done, Yaakov, and then Rabbeinu Chananel as well. Ilan Goldstein, go ahead. This is Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lamadnu mitziyah mura bechamet shavas yamim seor lo yimatze bevateichem." Al Yedei Chipos. Very fascinating idea, Rashi's saying, is that you want to be able to find the Chametz, right, in affirmative sense, and Mitzias Chametz Al Yedei Chipos. So you have to search. The question is, what is the Hagdara Al Pi Halacha of searching? What does it mean to search in Halacha? Does that mean that you have to do it for an hour? You could have imagined such a thing, that it's a din in Zman, right? Noam could say, you know, the aphorism in the Barinholtz house is, if you haven't spent an hour, you haven't looked. You know, it's right, I know. Eitan spilled the beans on that one. So it could have been that the definition of chippos is Zman-oriented, right? Or if you haven't broken a sweat, then you haven't looked, right? So it's gavra oriented. So we have to define what a chippus means in halacha. What's a chalos shem chippus? I searched. I searched high and low. What does it mean? Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. V'chippus mi chippus v'chippus mi neiros. Okay, so we've moved the ball one step forward, first down, right? So we moved it a little bit forward, and now we know that the Hagdara of Chippos is Al Yedei Neros. But even more than that, V'Neros Miner Dechsev. It should be Ner Hashem Nishma Sadam Chopes Chochadre Baten. Okay, so Zecher Davar, my Avol Bishen Rai Ladavar Zecher Davar, Kedem Parshinan VeHashta Mefarish Krai Hecha.
VeRoi Mama Shlise Ella As Machta VeAlma DeDivrei Torah MiDivrei.
Ooh, okay, so Rashi pulls out the rug a little bit from underneath the Gemara. Okay, what just happened in Rashi? This is obviously a major major turning point, right, in the Shakla Vitaria, according to Rashi. This issue was dealt with, or alluded to, by a Rishon that we saw already. What am I talking about? Okay, Avi once again.
Dika's comment is, seems to be an asmata from these psukim, and I would challenge their Ron's interpretation.
Right, at the very least, the need for an heir, right? You might say what you said just a little bit more conservatively, right? That even if you believe that Bedika Aschametz may be rooted in a Din D'Oraisa, because Rashi said the Chippus is established by Divrei Torah, but once you get to the Divrei Kabbalah, relying on the Psukim in Svani and Mishle, for the Hagdara of Chippus, at least, are there about Sarbotkin Aschametz Le'or Haner, that part Rashi assumes is already an Asmachta. Avi, that is excellent. Very well done. Okay, so let's keep on carrying it forward. So, Kulahu. You might have thought that this is great. You know, oh, it's only in there. It's not in Avuka. He's not coming in with the, you know, infrared night vision goggles. So, Kulahu, Dakel Rachman Agabe Yerushalayim, Delo Nivdeke Beavuka, Ella. Tashma, may I cry? The Bedika Mal Yosahi. That this is the. Exactly, that this is the ultimate in terms of Bedika, because it can search not just that which is visible, but what can it search? Shimmy, you love this before? Chofes Kol Chadre Baten, the Bedika Saner is so Yafa that. Exactly right. It's, I don't know, you know, it's giving you a vision of what's going on. It's better than an MRI. Right? You know, you hold up a candle to somebody and you say, you know, I'm detecting some avak lashon hara. Well, again, that would work for anybody, according to Chazal. So, in any event, right, that's the Bedika Saner. Rashi says the Bedika Melyasa. That's one point. And then the other point that we want to extract from Rashi is his notion that there's an element of asmachta here. Avi raises the question, is the whole thing in asmachta, or maybe just the part of Bodkin es hachametz le'or haner? Okay, so let's take a look at Rabbeinu Chanan. We'll see his view on that. And then before we go over to the Ran, we'll go to Levi Langer, who I think wants to share something as well. So this is in the Rabbeinu Chanan. Rav Chista lamadnu mitzia mi mitzia. Let's throw it back over to Zionides. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Hach k'siv sodem ayot seva hasam k'siv echabes gadol echel, v'ach k'siv etziyah bechipos k'siv karacharin abeis echabes shirai maneiros." Beautifully read. So, if you were a betting man, does Rabbeinu Chananel sound like Rashi?
At the end, he kind of does.
Well, oh, you mean in terms of Chofes Kochad Rebaten?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that I agree with. Yes, the B'dika Mel Yasa. I'm with you there. I meant on the other point.
Then no, he says it's the Kula.
Oh, but, meaning no.
Are you saying it's the Raisa?
Yes. What do you think? You're an agnostic on the question. I respect that.
He says Uksib Kra, but he doesn't mention the word Asmachta, so I would assume
he doesn't mention Asmachta, so okay, you know, nothing proof positive there, but very well done, Ben Sion. That's definitely noteworthy. Anybody want to maybe make an argument in the other direction for Rabbeinu Chananel? Avi? Going for the clean sweep today.
He says that by the pasuk of Seor Lo Yimatzei Bebateichem, it's Ke'ilu that it wrote not just Chlipas, but Chlipas Paner.
Excellent.
It's Chlipas, so it's also Ner.
Yeah. It's as if it's written in the pasuk itself. Avi, it's bracketed in my Gemara also. So I'm with you. I don't think that Rabbeinu Chananel took this as an asmachta. He thinks that when the pasuk says Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei Bivateichem, that Lo Yimatzei has a code word in it. In other words, you'd have like an asterisk, and you'd look down at the asterisk, and it would take you to the side of the page, to the margin, and next to the asterisk, it would say Mitziah is defined halachically as Chipos Biner. That's the Hagdara. It's written into the pasuk. Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei Vateicha means that you have an affirmative responsibility to do what? To be mechapes the chametz, right? In a way that is very effective. Kol Masha Bechadarim Nimtzei Zotza Mitziah B'Sar Kilu K'siv B'Chipos B'Ner. Okay, Avi, I'm with you. Anybody else affiliate themselves with that? And how many people remain agnostic? Okay. It's not, you know, a raya muchrachas, but I think it's a pretty strong indication from the Lashon. Okay, so let's go to Levi, and then we'll go to the Ran.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi. I don't really understand the Havamina of the Gemara. I mean, it quickly dismisses it, but in terms of thinking that the Nair is a Kulad, but Isa Yachapesu Shalai Bani Rose would actually mean not... not being exact and punctilious, because and getting us back, you know, being the copies as close as you can, because the whole point is like a sofa say call me out the mud, like Hashem is like gonna destroy everything and like he's gonna bring the godless on, he's gonna be exacting with every single thing, he even says and I don't see why Yushalayim like sounds like, oh, maybe because Yushalayim would be, he'd be lenient with Yushalayim, but it's the opposite, because it says, Hoy Ir Hayona, and Yushalayim's going to be like the worst, and it's a whole description, like several talking about how bad it's going to be in Yushalayim. So why would the Gemara think the opposite when it's clearly the whole thrust of the pasuk is to say immediately that Neiros is like super strong?
Yeah, it's a good point, and the Gemara in Ches Amud Aleph, he sort of comes back to the same idea. There is a default assumption that the Gemara makes on those two occasions, Zayin Amud Beis and Ches Amud Aleph, that Avuka is much more powerful, and that if you really wanted to see something, you would use a torch. After all, by Havdalah, right, mitzvah min ha-muvchar. And Havdalah is all about the Ma'orei Ha'esh, the creation of light, the power of light. So, again, in the context of the Psukim, you'd have to say something like, you know, despite the fact that I'm really cracking down, even so, there will be an element of racham and bedin. I'm not going to look that closely. And the Gemara says, no way. On the contrary, maybe partly motivated by exactly what you say, Levi, right? That the context doesn't support it, that, you know, chofes kol chadrei baten, ner Hashem nishmas adam, that it's really the most penetrating. It's the, you know, it gets into the innermost spaces. Okay, very well done. Okay, so Ilan, why don't you take us through Ilan A, the Ran, Shema Tomar, The Ran was very sensitive to this point, possibly Machlokes, if we're correct, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu.
Rabbi Yehuda's disfer lehachi bedino menosar v'im atah omer she'en lanu min haTorah ela beto mahu b'yirzeh she'nechleku alav muchach behedya b'gemara d'mishal Torah nechleku k'damar Rabbi Akiva matzino la'avara she'yav melacha v'atorah amra tashbisu se'or miwachicha.
Right, so the Ran is clearly, you know, affiliating himself with the view that Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz is legitimate Daraisa pathway, not, as we know, to the exclusion of Bitul Chametz, but these are acceptable alternatives with different strengths and weaknesses. There's one point of, we call it somewhat ambiguity in the Ran, that I think is worth discussing at this point. If there's one thing which is unclear in the Ran, it's definitely not his conclusion about Bedikas Chametz / Bir Chametz, which is definitely a Kiyum Daraisa of Tashbisu. But what's the one ambiguous point, apropos our discussion?
Why does he feel the need to quote the... Oh, two things. First of all, is L'or HaNer Daraisa. Is that what he's saying? So second of all, why does he feel the need to quote the Machlokas Tanaim if he already thought that the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Beis was proof enough?
Right, so it is possible, what Ilan is driving at, is it is possible to read the Ran as being Moda B'miktas to Rashi. It all hinges on how you interpret this one line. It's possible to argue, V'chisema desmachta be'alma ninhu, Leisa, the Chazina tonight, if we go Chametz Zebemam Mevaro, we command the Amr, then Mir Chametz El Sreifa, etc., etc. It is possible to read that line as okay, I'll concede that the Psukim and Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Shivas Yam Sorla Yimatse Vatechem, Vaychapes Bagadol Hechel Vakaton Kilava Yimatse, Vaychisahia Chapes Shrilan Baneros, Ner Hashan Nishma Sadam Chofes Kochadri Batan, that's all in Asmachta. But I'm not backing down from my position that Bedika / Bior in general is a Din D'Oraisa because I have backup. I have the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Bior Chametz al Asreifa Hashbasaso b'chol Davar as well as Rabbi Akiva. So I'm not backing down off my point. But I'm willing to concede that Zayin Amud Beis is really an Asmachta. Alternatively, how would you read those same words? That, pun intended, in light of the machlokes between... Go ahead, Ilan.
Because we have a machlokes on Daf Bafalot, it's just proof that our Gemara is definitely there.
Yes, exactly right. V'chisema desmachta be'alma ninhu. And if you'll tell me that these psukim are really just representative of an asmachta, leisa, that's not even a viable interpretation of the Gemara. In which case, the Ran may be affiliating himself with the reading of Rabbeinu Chananu. Now, why does it matter? Well, Ilan, you very quickly said why it may matter a great deal. What's the most direct nafkamina between those two different readings of the Ran? In the end of the day, the process of Bedika and Bior is going to be Daraisa either way. That's absolutely incontrovertible. But there could be elements, Avi, remember, this is exactly what you were putting your finger on, right? There could be elements, if you're willing to concede that Zayin Amud Beis is actually an asmachta, there could be elements of Bedikas Chametz that really are only derabanan, even if you hold in general that the status is daraisa. And which element would I be talking about? Bencion?
Or Hanir?
Yeah. Because that is not discussed elsewhere. And that would hinge entirely on Zayin Amud Beis, a little bit on Chasam and Aleph, but really Zayin Amud Beis. One could argue the point either way. Lishita Saran. To me, the most natural reading of the words themselves, a purely textual standpoint, is that the Ran is actually defending the position of Rabbeinu Chananel entirely. And the Ran is suggesting that nothing about this is an asmachta. If you'll tell me that Dav Zayin Amud Beis and the psukim contained therein from Shivas Yamim Shseor Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem Vayechapes Vayimatzei Ba'es Hayachapes Yishrulayim Baneiros Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, if you'll tell me that that's all an asmachta, Lesa. It's not correct. It can't be. Because it's connected inextricably to the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is Nilmad Minosar, and to Rabbi Akiva, V'hatorah Amra Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. I think that's the most natural reading of the Ran, of the simple words themselves. If you'll tell me, it's an asmachta leisa. It's not correct. In which case, it wouldn't just be mitzvaso b'ner, but mitzvaso b'ner even at the level of a d'oraisa. Again, we can't hastily draw any conclusions, but now if I were to pose the question to you that was dealt with by the Yerushalmi, that was dealt with by the Bar Tanura, that was dealt with by the Mardechai, and all of the other Rishonim, as we'll come to see it, is what would you suspect, what would the probability be, that the Ran's position on Shraga B'Tihara? Person violated, was Poshaya, now they have to be both Knes HaChametz, Arba Asar B'Shachros. What would your suspicion be? Noam? Yeah, I would suspect that, right? Because, sort of like Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's as if it's written into the very pasuk itself, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem, that Metzia means, in Halacha, Chipos Al Yedei Ner. And why ner? Because the ner is chopes kol chadrei baten. It's the most invasive of all of the elements that you could possibly use for searching. I wouldn't bet my house on that reading of the Ran, but I do think it's the correct reading. Yeah. No, you've been waiting. Go ahead.
I'd bet your house on it. But I have two questions.
I think Rabbi Adler likes to say other people's money, right?
Yeah. So first...
I'll bet your house
like, on if it. The whole point of the Nair is that it's like the most invasive, like, wouldn't like... I guess a flashlight is even more invasive than a Nair because, like, you're not scared of burning anything with it.
Okay, so that's
does that affect it, or is it just, like, definitionally, it doesn't matter?
So that's a...